Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and I would like to welcome you to Bizim Top-Down's first quarter 2026 results call on the 8th of May, 2026. At this time, all participant lines are in listen-only mode. The format of the call today will be a presentation by the management and IR team, followed by a question and answer session. Without further ado, I would now like to pass the line to Ms. İşıl. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafal. Good afternoon, esteemed investors and analysts. Welcome to Bizim Top-Down conference call for the first quarter results. The presentation that you will see on the screen is now available on the Bizim Top-Down Investor Relations website. As it always has been, our webcast will include general comments regarding the overall performance of the quarter. We will give more details about our financials, which will be followed by a Q&A session. Please note that the presentation, which contains the usual formal disclaimer concerning forward-looking statements, can be accessed through our website. The presentation and the entirety of today's discussion are conducted subject to the disclaimer. In the interest of time, we will not read the disclaimer. If there are no objections, we propose to take it as read into the records for the purpose of the conference call. Please note that all figures are in Turkish lira unless otherwise stated. Rounding differences may occur. Also, in accordance with the Capital Markets Board's decision, presentation contains only TSA 29 applied financials. Finally, I would like to highlight that the webcast has been recorded, and it can be published on our investor relations website in accordance with our privacy note that you see at the beginning of the presentation. Now, let's start the presentation with a summary of the quarter. Macroeconomic environment and its effect on traditional channel customers continued. Although there was a slight increase in headline inflation due to the global political environment, ease of interest rates stopped and monetary policy remained strict. Therefore, its impact on the traditional channel customers' demand continued. Even minimum wage increase, purchasing power erosion of the consumers continued. Also, high competition in B2B and B2C markets sustained. As a result, tough business environment remains. On the company level, both Bizim Top-Down and GTN's main strategy is efficiency-oriented transformation. Primarily, it's focused on efficiency at each and every level of organization. Thanks to continued OpEx controls and management actions on cost side, total OpEx decreased by 10% even under the minimum wage increase. Management stayed careful about new investments. Therefore, evolution of store performances continued, and one of the non-performing stores closed during the first quarter. As you see on the map, Bizim Top-Down continued its operations in 73 cities of Turkey with its 168 stores. Seven stores of the store network were in Bizim Growth format, and management has still evaluated the performance of this store type. In the Sage slide, 70 Sage stores were closed in net during the quarter compared to end of 2025. Total Sage market number is 2,279 by the end of the quarter. As we mentioned before, Sage closures mostly resulted from market dynamics and economic reasons. Although total number of franchises decreased, and we are not pleased about our business partners' current situation, we are glad to say that remaining franchises are strong. With the support of sustainable growth of those high-income franchisees, like-for-like growth of sales per store increased by nearly 28%. Whereas main category like-for-like sales per store increased by 35% compared to 1Q 2025. Let's move to financials. In Q1, total sales decreased by 16.6% and reached 9.6 billion TL. macroeconomic conditions and competitive market environment affected traditional channels' performance negatively, which also limited the performance of the company. Also, internal inflation stayed lower than the headline CPI by shadowing growth. However, customer mix improved towards more profitable customers. G2M and out-of-home consumption customer sales increased by 39% of total sales compared to 32% of the same period of last year. Now I'll continue with the gross profitability side. Gross profit decreased by 15.6%. However, gross margin improved by 20 bps. Thanks to improved main category sales mix, which resulted from customer mix, gross margin continued to grow under the limited sales condition. Now let's turn to operating expense slide. As we have already mentioned for quarters, management's main focus is keeping OPEX under control. Thanks to cost efficiency initiatives, we managed to decrease operating expenses by 10.6%, even though there were minimum wage increases in the first quarter. Total OPEX was 1.7 billion TL compared to 2 billion TL of 1Q2025. OPEX over sales ratio was 18.3% compared to 17% of the same period of last year. Limited sales growth affected OPEX over sales ratio. However, we expect OPEX leverage will be improved in each quarter. Now, I'll continue with EBITDA slide. EBITDA decreased by 16.9% and reached 280 million TL. EBITDA margin was 2.9% compared to 3.3% of the same period of last year. Thanks to the gross margin improvement and controlled OPEX, EBITDA partially eliminated the negative sales performance. Although there was a decrease in EBITDA margin, we believe in the following quarters, OPEX leverage will have positive impact on EBITDA margin side. When we come to net income loss part, unfortunately, net loss continued. However, that net loss improved by nearly 44%. Net margin also improved by nearly 100 bps. It reached minus 2.1%. Gross margin improvement and OPEX efficiency supported the bottom line. However, high interest expenses and limited sales growth shadowed it. We believe in the following quarters, we will continue to see an improvement in bottom line trends. Next slide is about capital expenditures. As I mentioned, under our cost management actions, we limited capital expenditures and we continue to evaluate the performance of the existing stores. Therefore, in Q1, one low performing store was closed. As a result, Bizimtop'tan closed the quarter with 168 stores in the 73 cities of Turkey. Total capex was 10.4 million TL with a nearly 64% decrease compared to same period of last year. Capex over sales ratio stayed at around 0.4%. In the following quarters, we plan to convert some of the existing stores into the Bizim Gross format and renovate some of them to attract more customers with a wider product portfolio. Now, I would like to give brief information about working capital structure and balance sheet of the company. Like the previous quarters, we continue to factoring the credit card receivables. Our focus was to optimize inventory days with improved availability. In the coming quarters, our main actions will continue to be in that area as well. Like the previous quarters, we didn't have any liabilities except the rental contractual obligations of IFRS 16. We also have FX-free balance sheet structure. With this, I would like to start with the Q&A session.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we'll now move to the question and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please press star two on your phone and wait to be prompted. If you're dialed in by the web, you can type your question in the box provided or request to ask a voice question. We are happy to take the text question in both English and Turkish languages. We'll just wait a moment or two for the questions to come in. Once again, if you are connected via the phone and would like to ask a voice question, please press star two on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. If you're connected via the web, you can also request to ask a voice question or submit your question as a text. Just final reminder, if you ask a voice question and you're connected via the phone, please press star two on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. Our web participants can also request to ask a voice question or submit their questions as a text. Okay. Looks like we have no questions from the audience, so I'll pass the line back to İsil for the concluding remarks.
Yes, thank you, Rafael. I think everything is clear right now, but if you have further questions, please don't hesitate to contact with us. Thank you for joining today's call. I would like to wish all of you a happy and a nice weekend, and we look forward to updating everyone about our second quarter results at the beginning of August. So thank you and have a nice day.